posse cut right here, man. Sean Watts on the track. Seuss, Don One, Reborn, Quill, The Gift, and yours truly, Fred Nuts. I'm one in a million with a $1 million flow. Fred DiBiase got the power in the dough. If it's a problem, let me know, or I suggest you let it go. Cause it ain't worth the problems that be knocking at your door, homie. Please don't make me hurt you. Disrespect the boss, ain't treated like Virgil. Cause when I write raps, it's beyond your price tag. He's a waste of man.
And welcome back to Around the Blocks Wrestling Show with Mike Knox and my man. Got a Knicks head on there. It's NBA playoff or free agency, so he's a little hyped for his team. But my right-hand man, Mr. The Z is Solid. What's going on, Dice Man?
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Dice Man, a.k.a. Dice Man Holler, a.k.a. Dice Be Doing It, a.k.a. DDI, Dice Does It, a.k.a. Big Kiff, Big Champ in the chat, a.k.a. Yo Mama's favorite daddy.
My favorite one. My name is just Mike Knox, and indeed I spell my name with three X's because frankly, like the role of professional wrestling in these releases, damn, I'm hardcore, damn. People, we got a lot to talk about today.
And well, we got a smorgasbord
of things to talk about today. And you know I love that word. Thank you for bringing it full circle. Well, listen, guys, you know where to find us. You know how to catch up us on. We're on every single thing on social media right now. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Probably your mama's favorite mama's cell phone. I don't know. But if she's got us, we're there. So welcome to the program. Let's be fair about what's going on in the world of professional wrestling. So guess what, guys? I know you want to talk about them. I know you do. But you're going to have to wait right now because Raw happened last Monday night. Before all of what's going on is this going on has been going on. And last week, we got Charlotte Flair proving her dominance in a hand and a main event against Nikki Ash, or that'd be tonight, rather. Nikki Ash tonight. But Raw last week, Dice, and we're going to just go skim through this. It's Raw, right? So we talked about somebody last week in which I was pretty upset about, or I was mad about him not getting his once over, and you said, well, just wait, how come everybody got to get their once over? Well, he got his comeuppance, if you will, so to speak. Karrion Kross beats everybody's favorite guy, Mr. Keith Lee. Also last week, you see my girl Charlotte is the champion. Why? Because Charlotte Flair is the greatest women's wrestler. Oh, it came early today, y'all. It came early. Of all the times! And that guy who I don't know why everybody likes, Damian Priest, kind of went toe-to-toe with Sheamus. But Raw last week, and then, you know, Mr. Goldberg didn't show up or showed up. I don't even remember what Goldberg did. I think my kids may have screamed, but Cena opened up the show and all that stuff happened. Raw was Raw. I can't say it was a bad show, Dice, but I always say this when it comes to wrestling shows. If I can't remember it, how great was it really, right? And that's only fair. That's only fair, okay? They have not been memorable enough lately for an okay show to make me remember it, right? Because they've been so, what's the word? Putrid. Help putrid. Me out, I said it wrong. Thank you. Putrid. I knew I said it wrong, so to speak, if you will. But you know the rest. Your thoughts about Monday Night Raw, though, bro?
Shit, I can't remember. it was forgettable.
It was unforgettable in so many ways.
The Bobby Lashley thing, he's taken the Roman Reigns route to a lesser degree, which is
why pretty, they have to beat up lazy. Why they have to beat up on my team like that? Huh?
Listen, I'm still.
I don't even want to say their names. I actually wore the shirt.
Yeah, I'm still pissed off they ain't bought new members that are Hurt Business, so I'm guessing there ain't no more business to Hurt.
I don't think there is no more business to Hurt, because frankly the Hurt Business got their ass beat by one man. So there it is. One man whooped all their asses. And chat room, we'll get to your questions and comments, and thank you guys for tuning in momentarily. I appreciate it. Share the love, like, subscribe, and all that other good stuff you put to do at the bottom of the screen. Your rest of your thoughts, because it wasn't very memorable.
You know what? I will say, the week before last. No, it was mm-hmm. last week. I told you guys about Kerryon. I told you.
It didn't matter though, because he still should have lost to fucking Jeff Hardy. So I don't
but
care.
But you know what? You know what? But hey, but what did I still call it again? He was preoccupied mentally with Samoa Joe. I called it.
So
you know
okay
what?
This
is why. This is
darling.
Why I have I have stepped down as the head WWE head coffee pour. I have stepped down. Now you can see that I am now the district attorney for wrestling.
Wrestling? That's spelled WRASSLIN as I got glasses now so I can see with the best of them. Continue.
You want to know why I am now? I have appointed myself the district attorney for wrestling. You want to know why? Because I got to lead you people to stop thinking the bullshit that you think. This is a show for the intelligent wrestling fans.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure that you're tuning in because you're an intelligent wrestling fan.
Well,
but so many people hit me in my DMs and say, what did you think about this? What did you think about that? This is bullshit. This is bullshit. And I just say, just wait. And then I give them a logical explanation. It was like, man, I don't think they should do that. And then what happens? No dirt sheet. No dirt sheet involved. That's what happens when you're an intelligent wrestling fan. You don't need a dirt sheet to let you know what the fuck is going to happen.
Backstage, King Von Jr. 720 on the Twitter says, that's not a good direct attorney. So shout out to him. But listen, moving on from Raw, which was, again, unmemorable. Charlotte Flair, you know, whatever. And I love it to death, but still,
it was
whatever.
Very unfortunate what happened to Natty, though.
Let's think about that.
Very
unfortunate. As he finally gets that push. But I want to talk about this, though, because I think I shot you when I said that I thought the best wrestling show of the week was AEW.
You did shock me.
And that's a horrible picture. I'm going to take it off the screen right now. but AEW last week was so damn good that I actually had to, like, I was like, yo. And we didn't talk for like 4 days. And I text you like, yo, AEW was really fucking awesome last week. And watching this Nick Cage guy who's ass, okay, because he's ass, and you could tell him that I said that he's ass, and if you had to want to have a real fight, even with my bad knees, which I have ice on them right now, from out there balling with them young folks yesterday, I will whoop his ass. I said it at me, bro, and while I'm saying at me, bro, yo, Dave Meltzer, fuck you, Dave
Meltzer. Fuck you, Dave. Fuck you and your mama, too.
Whoa.
Actually, no, I don't know your mama. She's probably a swell lady. I disrespect him respectfully to his mama, but not him, because it's big fuck yous in the chat for Dave Meltzer. Big fuck yous in the chat for Dave Meltzer.
Now, got that out of the way early as well. So, but AEW last week was just very intriguing. And with all the news we're going to talk about momentarily, okay? We're going to talk about it momentarily. AEW was pretty damn fire last night. Nick Cage sucks. I never ever seen or heard this guy until Dynamite. Oh, my. Look at Rob checking in. Dice needs some Ritalin. Go get him some hyper already. He's hyper already. I had a pretty good 45th birthday while I was in Charlotte. What's going on? Happy birthday, brother. Leo season.
Happy birthday,
the Hated Table coming
Campbell.
On Friday, baby. I wasn't supposed to make it past 25, bitches. Joke's on you.
Boy, you old as shit.
I'm still alive. Monday Night Raw. What a bored DC. My man checking in. Check out his video. I shared it all over the place today. He did his
great video.
With DJ. Great YouTube video. Little surprise video. Loved it. I know that also came after. Listen, I'm not going to talk about that stuff right now. All the stuff you brought up, I don't want to talk about right now. Okay? I want to talk about that stuff right now. I'll get to it momentarily.
In due time. Mad Dog, what's up, my guy?
We got you. I got you. Okay, hold on. Did he say what? Okay, yeah. Well, you did miss me last week. You're back now. I thought you said I thought I saw Charlotte and miss, and I was ready to do it again, just so you know. Lord. I was ready to do it again. But listen, moving on, and thank you guys for all tuning in, everybody there again. But last week, AEW blew my freaking mind, okay? And it just did.
Chris Jericho, the Painmaker.
No.
Delivered some right hands to the head of Nick Gage.
Get out of there, Nick!
Do you want your money or not? Get out of there!
He's fighting.
Oh, no!
My God, Sergeant Glass. Got to be in that man's anatomy. All over the ring, all over the canvas.
Wrong commercial. So that got hit. But watching this guy, who I don't think can wrestle because he's just trash, but the Painmaker, but the best part about the end of that match, Dice, because we know that Jericho's going through a gauntlet, if you will, so to speak, you know, by MJF, because he's going through these things to get to their big match. They say that coming this Wednesday, oh, testify! Neighbors of Jericho, Chapter 3, the Juice! Hooven dude, Guerrero is back, baby.
He looked jacked as shit too. I don't know if you see him on the gram.
He looked jacked as shit. He is as hype as there can be right now for this this moment in time. He's gonna get on Wednesday night, okay? And we should know the outcome of that. But also, what intrigued me on Wednesday night was how they say them things, you're in your window?
Sting, Darby Allin, we just heard the huge news. AEW coming to the United Center in Chicago, August 20th, the first dance for Rampage.
I'll be in Chicago. You know, I've been around a lot of men in this world that have laid claim to how they're the greatest. And there's only one place to really prove that. Right here in AEW. Even if you think you are the best in the world.
Now, I stopped calling him CM Punk a long time ago because that bitch left wrestling. But I respect the man, Phil Brooks. But if that man is no longer a bitch and came back to wrestling, I will be screaming, Chicago made Punk, and no longer saying he's from Rosemont. Which, you know, is technically not Chicago, and anybody from Chicago.
Hold up. I gotta interject real quick.
Yeah, interject, Darby Allin, baby.
I'm highly offended. We showed a Chris Jericho clip, and that was it. We're not gonna talk about the Painmaker.
I'm not gonna get to it.
Okay.
I was gonna get through it. I was just running the clip so we don't get kicked off.
Okay, all right.
But that's good. You interceded. That gave him more time to not find the clip that we're gonna play next. Okay.
Okay. Boom. Cody Rhodes, next week, you and Malakai Black on Dynamite from Jacksonville.
So much happening in our world.
Malakai Black just ambushing Cody Rhodes.
Cody fight for his life here, surrounded by concrete and steel.
He's been ambushed before, guys. We know that. That's what Black's all about.
They're fighting all the way out here.
And these two men will meet next week in Jacksonville, AEW Dynamite Homecoming.
And I can't wait. You know, I'm a huge Cody mark. We'll get to that momentarily as well. But shout out to my brother from another mother across the bay, like literally, Mr. DC Collector, because he said that this was going to be something really good. And I first watched it. I wasn't sure how much I liked it. What the heck are you doing?
What?
What are you watching?
Jason Campbell just said CM Punk is a sellout just like The Rock. What?
Okay. Okay.
What?
We'll be right back. I have to show this. DC Collector, you were right about this. This was incredible.
Sorry about that. What is it that makes a cowboy? It's not the boots or the buckle. It's not the chaps. It's not the jeans. It's not the lasso or the cattle. Not the horse or the saddle. You might think they're all long gone, but you don't need a hat to be a cowboy. A cowboy isn't too busy to lend a hand to a partner. Not too proud to take one either. And when they get knocked in the dirt, bloodied and trampled, a cowboy dusts themselves off and gets back up. And they'll stand by their partners and challenge those who have it all. And they'll keep riding. Will they find their peace?
time I watch it, I get goosebumps from it. I do not like the Dark Order. I've said it. I don't care what nobody say. I don't like them. Here's my reason why I don't like the Dark Order. Name me someone who could be a breakout star. That's my problem with the Dark Order. It's a bunch of goons backstage that don't do nothing. That's just my opinion. And I get that's what they're supposed to be.
Stu Grayson is pretty dope. I like Stu Grayson. Stu Grayson is pretty dope.
Yeah, okay, you know, but, you know, just moving, you know, still, to me, they're all just a bunch of stooges in their role. And I get that's the role they're playing, but that's it. But that entrance, every time I see it, gives me goosebumps. Like, you want to go back to your Jericho painkiller match because I have more footage, but I don't want to get kicked off. You know what I'm saying? So I stopped where I stopped at with Jericho making that move. And you elegantly pointed out all the time how much he gets disrespected for being fat and out of shape and said that was never the plan. The plan all along
Bruiser
for him to
Brody 2.0.
And that's what he was
Bruiser
for.
Brody, know so, your heel history.
Talk about your boy Jericho in this match.
Listen, this like the Japan version, like the old Japan version, not the young Japan version of Jericho, but the old Japan version of Jericho. I love it. I love it. Alpha Club Jericho, Painmaker Jericho. Like, I love it. Like, I know Sustained Jericho, but it's like it's the style of wrestling that he does when he takes on these personas is completely different than Best in the World Jericho, than Y2J Jericho, than List of Jericho, than
Le Champion Jericho. I think it does them all so good. I think it's why a lot of people, I know it's not the masses, but a lot of people will put him on top of that GOAT status.
I think there is an argument for him out there. I think that it's you could very well put him in that conversation, but it's just he's. I mean, he beat Stone Cold and The Rock in the same night. Is that a skills thing or is that a, you know, this is where we're going to swerve everybody. But to put who would you knock off to put Jericho on would be the biggest question. And I don't think you could do it for anybody. So therefore, in that aspect, he gets left off, which is fine, but it's still not fine because it's like, you know, you want to give somebody so like their props that like more props than what they are getting. But you really can't do it because then you have to diminish somebody else's acknowledgement that you already acknowledge. Like, it's one of those things where, like, you can't. So Jericho just stays in the fold. Possibly could be a top 10 in some people's list. I would put him there. I would say he's arguably one of the top 10. Now, when we say wrestlers or we say characters, I put him in the top 10 characters of all time. But I don't think that he's a
– But people put him there. And I say there's an argument for it. You know, he's not there for me, but I also understand. But this thing he's going through with MJF, I cannot wait, and I cannot wait to see what's the outcome of this with Juventud and who's next after Juventud and after that comes out. But Darby Allin's comments, you heard them. It's been the rumors. Nothing still ever has been confirmed, right? But Darby Allin you can't put it more blunt than that, right? Like, if you're truly the best in the world, come prove it. You know what I mean? And it's the day before SummerSlam. SummerSlam can introduce us back to Becky Lynch. SummerSlam can introduce us to anybody other than The Rock ain't finna tip them scales. I'm just being honest. Let WWE insert them whoever, right? There's no one that WWE can get right now. Okay.
The Rock won't tip the scales because everybody knows it's going to be temporary. It's not going to be. We're not going to see Rock on a weekly basis.
Let me explain what I said. Tip the scales and where I was going with that. Not fully, but it's about ratings. It's about news. Will Becky Lynch tip that news scale? Will The Rock returning tip that news scale? I don't know. I don't think Becky could. The Rock would definitely do that. Here's why I say Becky wouldn't. Because what have they done lately? As Janet would say, what have you done for me lately? It's okay, Becky's back. Yes! Becky's back! What do we do next? Because I love Becky, but I'm going to say it forever and a day. It was an accident that fell in front of Vince McMahon's face that he had no choice, like the blood that came out of her nose that was busted by Nia Jax. It was all just like Britt Baker. It happened organically that it did it. It wasn't a company thing. I don't think the company still knows what to do with the people they got. And we're going to talk about why and who and what they'll do later. And I see your comments about things we're going to talk about later, but I haven't shown them in there. And I know those news already. Your thoughts? So moving on from that. So I definitely want to see that happen. with Darby. But do you think Punk shows up? That's what I was actually getting to. Do you think Punk shows up enough to it has to happen at this point, right? It's all but you know, I got baked chicken in the oven and baked potato in the oven. I'm guarantee you I'm eating that for dinner. Is this a guarantee on the 20th of August?
No. I don't think so. I don't think so because it's too obvious. Like, if you want Punk back, it's got to be the biggest kept secret of when and where he's going to show up. So showing up in Chicago at an AEW.
It's going to be the Rampage show, Dennis.
It's too fucking obvious, and I don't see CM Punk doing it. But stranger things have happened. So, I mean, like, let's think about any other time that WWE for the past 8 years have been in Chicago, and we still get CM Punk, CM Punk, CM Punk. It's too obvious. Fans would know it. They can see it a mile of fucking
away. But here's the thing. In a world that I say won't change the world, right? Because we know the internet. Uh-huh. Everybody knows everything, right? Like, oh, my God, today's biggest news that happened over Adam Cole, baby, his contract's going to expire at the SummerSlam. The sky is falling. What the fuck has Adam Cole done for WWE? He's done from NXT. But what the fuck has Adam Cole? And I love Adam Cole, baby. But they don't see nothing in that man. Or that man had been brought up already. And to be honest with you, how they have gone back in reverse, I'm talking about the WWE, was it's beginning to be about the big guys all over again. What the hell you going to do with that little ass cruiserweight against somebody like Roman Reigns? Against somebody like Bobby Lashley, against somebody like Drew McIntyre. I know you can mention out the other guys that are small like they are, but that's not what they're putting them in. They're putting these guys in here to get hurt at this point. It's like putting a backup quarterback who don't know his plays. He's going there to get fucked up. And I love Adam Cole. Baby! We'll talk about that also. But brother, Belt Emperor himself, Mo. That's weird coming from you because I have not been the biggest Darby Allin fan, but I've turned the page on him. Okay.
Darby's got it, man.
I didn't see it at first. I thought it was being shoved down my throat at first, which let's be honest, pause, it was. Okay, because you know what I'm gonna say, right, Dax? You know what I'm saying? If they want you to like somebody, they're gonna do what? No matter what you guys say about Cena was shoved down my throat. Jericho was shoved down my throat. So was Ric Flair. So was The Rock. So was Stone Cold Steve.
When was Jericho? Shoved down the throats?
Okay. So if you notice, I didn't name everybody, but I mean a lot of other people. Jericho, for what everybody's greatness want to put around him, let's just call a spade a spade. And I promise you, none of y'all want that shit in spades with me. Okay. It was a freak accident, and he was in the right place at the right time, and it turned that shit into gold, taking nothing from him. They've never seen him as that guy. He's that guy. He's a glue. He's like AJ Styles to them. He can do everything, but they're not going to say, hey, go the rocket, go to the moon, because they've never done it. Why? I don't know. I can't answer that.
They
haven't done it for Jericho, and they've done it for AJ recently. I wonder if AJ would have got that same respect if he was in that Jericho window when Jericho had who he had in the company.
Okay, since the brand split, right? How many guys, free agents wise,
some other skills?
How many guys have came, skipped? We talked about this. How many guys have came, skipped NXT, and main evented? They came right on the roster of Raw and SmackDown. Like, how many have done it?
No, I'm not knocking Jericho. I'm not knocking Jericho, and I'm not knocking AJ Styles. Isn't about them. I'm just saying everybody, like Darby Allin, you can insert superstar however you want to. There's very few in between. And what I was going to say before you got in there, you had a right to, with your blind tag, but forgot to say blind, is, you know, Daniel Bryan, for what it's worth, was shoved down your throats. Okay, it's what you saw. If you see something every single week and they're the main focus of a show every single week, that's being shoved down your throat. Every time I take a pause, I feel like I want to get up the number, like I'm back on the radio live. 347-637-3859. Still the number. You can call in and listen if you want to, actually, to the show too, if you want to. That's where the podcasts go. But also, real fast, moving through this, what do you think about Aleister Black and my man Cody Rhodes? They have it as the fifth best moment of the week for AEW. I'm sorry, Malachi. I'm a huge, you know, I'm a huge supporter of Cody Rhodes. I know people hate him now for every reason. Oh, he books himself too much. He's reason for all this shit. So what if he books himself too much? So did the NWO. Next question.
I do not agree with this bullshit about Cody Rhodes booking himself too much.
I don't either. Let's not go there. Pull it back.
The man put a stipulation and said if he fucking lost, he would not get a title shot. And he fucking lost. Just to show you marks that it's not about him.
I'm a mark. I think we're all
God marked. Damn it. Let it fucking go. You love him, do you hate him?
Hate him, do you love him?
Decide.
Hate him, do you love him? Hate him, do you love him? Love him, do you hate him?
Meet the parents out this bitch.
Listen, what I do love is I do love Darby Allin. I do love Cody Rhodes. I think Cody Rhodes, what's going on, Billy? Long time no see. This man was actually streaming video games before streaming video games became a thing. No lie. I swear, I'm talking about like 10 years ago. This man was streaming video games. Check out my man. I think he still got his YouTube page. But I'm liking Allen. I'm a big Cody fan. So whatever Cody does to me, can't do no wrong. Malachi Black. Listen, I know somebody said earlier in the show, I think it was Dennis. I shared the comment, and I just shared the other comment. AEW has, to me, they're not SmackDown still. But it was the best show of the week last week to me, right? I'm going to talk about SmackDown right now. I think AEW was the better wrestling show last week. It didn't give me the bingo hole mentality I feel every week, and that's including the Dark Order. And I'm not a fan of the Dark Order, but that entrance was fire. And that was like a WrestleMania entrance on a fucking Dynamite, for what it's worth. You know what I mean? It was a star-studded entrance, and I loved it. Overall, this past week, everything that AEW did to me was fire, 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 fire. And it's just more fire to keep coming with all these things we're going to talk about momentarily as well. Dice, your thoughts on, you think AEW, your final thoughts on AEW, we move on. Boats and hoes. What up, Dale?
AEW is pretty good. And I got to say, usually I take AEW for what it is.
They're not hills. Hangman Page, who I think is the best thing in that company next to Miro. I still say put the rocket strap to Miro. They're not heels. They're tweeners. Everybody in wrestling is tweeners now. So
it's just the fact that we haven't picked a side because they haven't done anything to make us pick a side. Like, they haven't done anything malicious to make us say they're heels, but they haven't done anything super
They're going against the elite, so the elite's the heels. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's where that stands. But let's get over it real fast, Dice, to SmackDown, okay, this past week. Since we're going to give our total wrestling week and then get to that juicy, juicy, juicy news, because I'm going to get into them chicken breasts in a second. I know I made a juicy chicken breast, okay? Let's get into SmackDown. Look at that picture right there. That is some color on the screen before your eyes. Not Technicolor. And I got four eyes now, so I can see. Okay? Sasha Banks comes back. And listen, I have been the most, to some, not to me, because people, if you learn to listen, I'm going to have to slow down for you. All right? I didn't say I didn't like EST. I said some of the things that EST do, I don't like. All right? And that, you know, there's a place where I will always hold this woman. Look at her right down the screen, Dice, in case you didn't see these pictures. Yes,
Gil. Oh, God, Megan.
In case you didn't see those pictures that came out. Okay, in case you didn't see them.
I am down for Meg Thee Stallion. Real hot girl shit.
There it is again, real hot girl shit.
Fuck being good, I'm a bad bitch.
Mm. But even though she got bossed on her own song by Beyonce. Okay.
It's Beyonce.
Acknowledge her! That's all I wanted you to do! Acknowledge her! But the boss returns to go against, to turn on, if you will, Bianca Belair. And here's what I loved about this, honestly, Dice, is that when she came out to help Bianca, the entire time Bianca looked bewildered. Help me out. You know, I'm on my meds right now.
Bewildered. Boom. Well, I tell you, boy, you done got the glasses. Now you can't speak, man.
I can't see you.
So, come on, Mike, man. Got to get my Lucius Lyon. Come on, Mike, man.
I'm trying to get used to glasses with headphones on. These things is pinching like a mother sucker. Okay. but I like how Bianca dived into her acting in that one, right? I really, truly, truly did. Reggie, not known as Reginald anymore. Not people took offense to this. Here's why I say they do this shit all the time. I don't care. Do you care about Reginald enough to know that you care that his name would change from Reginald to Reggie? People say, oh, that's lazy booking. We're talking about the WWE. They don't have lazy booking. They have, you disappeared my booking. You posted for fucking get. Okay? So that's the kind of booking that they have. All right? So it didn't bother me. But the better, bigger
this
news.
This is for the simple fact that they should take in, like, fans should take into heed that, well, it's always been said that backstage Vince loves fucking him. Loves him.
Yeah,
Vince loves him. Reggie. The dude did serve this Olay for fucking 16 years. He's a fucking athlete.
Did he really?
Yeah, 16 years. Him and Sin Cara had a little back and forth on Instagram.
Man, you're
because people were telling him how good that his fucking entrance was, and Sin Cara was like, yeah, try it with a mask that you can barely see it, and da-da-da-da. Like, Sin Cara, shut your goofy ass up. Like, let that man have his...
El Bacho, you know,
El word, Bacho I, ass. I shut your El Bacho
I
ass
get
up.
On this right here. I can't pronounce the name because it's in some technique, funky, nice, no design.
Yeah, this is what I dropped my mouth for a while ago.
Right. Okay, but I love Adam Page. He's the best thing in AEW, but he's far from the tribal chief. Moving on. Reigns and Balor should have been the main event, but instead we got Super Cena injecting himself. And this is where I say pause on the Super Cena part, injecting himself, because we knew this was going to be what it was anyway. Here's the thing I have a problem with. I have a problem with the execution, right? Here's why. I'm a Finn Balor fucking guy. I fucking love Finn Balor, despite him being the size of Adam Cole, right?
There's no money in it, though.
When he got, there was, first, let me stop you there. Money in who? Him and Reign? Him and Roman? Or in Finn?
Because Finn made money. Finn made money, right? I'm not saying there's, if you got a chance to get a country Colorado omelet, right? And you just get it plain, just the way it comes. But then they tell you you got to pay extra for the cheese. But you don't, that omelet not going to taste the same without the cheese.
IHOP always makes you charge for cheese if you want an extra cheese. But listen.
I'm just saying, though. Cena is the cheese, the big cheese. You want the big cheese.
What do you know
it's
coming?
It's SummerSlam. It's one of your top four. You have to go all out. And it's just not enough time for Finn to make us emotionally invested in a storyline with Roman as opposed to Cena. Cena's the top guy. They have history. We've only seen Finn and... Didn't we see Finn in Roman before? No, it was Finn and Owens for the Universal title, right? Like, they had a little feud?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, the one time... I would like a feud between Finn and Roman, but I want it done the right way and not like it's rushed. Like, we know what Cena can do. We know Cena puts asses in seats. We know that Cena can sell the merchandise. We know that Cena can keep up with a promo. I'm not sure that Finn can do that. Not with the level that Roman Reigns is on right now.
I go there. Where Roman is now, no. But in wrestling fans' eyes, of course, it's wrestling, yes. Here's why the execution was shit. It shits over Finn Balor. It puts those perspective of those fans who we just shared, and they're rightful to their fans and their opinions, but they have a point. Cena was already slated to be here. So why have him take a shot that he didn't earn? Because he was told from Roman, no. Roman told Finn, yes. And boxing and UFC, it's an agreement. We agree. They agreed to have a match. That's supposed to be the match. So the fact that Cena comes out and does it, okay. It led people to believe it was already early today. It already started to leak. Oh, they're going to do a triple threat match at SummerSlam with Cena. I'm thinking they're like, no, that's where that dumb rumor come from.
When the last time Cena been in a triple threat?
I don't know, but I'm not going to dig up the crypt right
now. It's got to be about 6 years ago.
Maybe seven. Right? So then you put that in perspective of there was no need for it. You already knew Cena was going to be here. Let Cena do what Cena's going to do with Roman. However, let this match happen. I don't know how you do it. It was just all a bad execution. And we can say this, and you've said it multiple times. There has been nothing done wrong in this entire thing with Roman Reigns until this point. And again, it wasn't Roman, though. Look how Roman's sitting there. Roman still sold it. He came out after Cena came out early in the night, which was pretty good. And, you know, commenting on the missionary position thing, saying, hey, if missionary is born for 20 years, then, hey, I must be doing something right. And then he comes out. Well, Mr. Missionary was already here. So, you know, Mr. SmackDown, the greatest right now in the world, the biggest wrestling star in the world, finally got something that was just thrown shit in front of him, and there was no need for it. It should be him and Cena all along. If you're going to have Finn Balor be there, you shouldn't have Finn Balor interject in the first place. It was poor execution again by WWE. And this is me saying this, guys, and I'm a WWE mark, and I told you guys I don't have my – I'm not in love with them like I used to be. My heart was broken, but I still love them. They're still my favorite promotion to watch, despite what anybody says. You're entitled to yours as I'm entitled to mine. You don't like it? Listen anyway. But, however, they're fucking up. And they're fucking up big time. Your thoughts on SmackDown if we move into this big news that happened? I don't want to forget your boy. Yet again, Steph's suit was just fly as fuck. Listen, Edge whooped his ass.
I am... my favorite character of comic book movies, it doesn't matter. My favorite character of all time is Thanos. Second would probably be Magneto. These are two manipulative motherfuckers.
I'm talking about them too. Okay, my bad.
That will make you believe, even though they're pieces of shit for the tactics that they do, they make you believe that they are right. And both of these guys are two of the greatest heels that we have seen in professional wrestling. And that's kind of premature because Seth isn't done. But when he plays that heel role, he does it, and he does it very well. This is probably the most excited, the feud that I'm most excited for to see at SummerSlam right now. I get to see one of my personal top five wrestlers of all time go against what we are considering one of the best in the world today in Seth Rollins. And I actually need this match to happen because me personally, Seth is taking a big dip in my personal rankings, just with the shit that he's done with Cesaro and the goofy shit with the Mysterios and the Buddy Murphy bullshit, it doesn't show you the real Seth Rollins. This feud shows me the real Seth Rollins. This feud shows me what the Monday Night Messiah should have been.
Why, like, Jesus?
He should have been this guy. He should have been this guy. And I am excited for this feud. So I was all for SmackDown. I love what they're doing with the tidbit shit with Big E doing the backstage stuff, the off the record stuff in his different interviews where he's talking. He's saying Roman Reigns is the most, you know, maniacal, egotistical human being that's on wrestling right now, and he's absolutely right, but the shit works. Who doesn't love a cocky motherfucker? Like, everybody loves a cocky motherfucker, but they hate a cocky motherfucker, and that's what appeals to me as a fan of heels. I love heels more than I love baby faces, because I know it's all psychological.
The adult you.
Yeah, the adult me. But I mean, I love Scott Steiner as a kid, so,
yeah, you know. Scott Steiner is a...
He's the greatest mathematician in professional wrestling history. I'm just saying, the man came up with a math problem. He barely got through it because he was slurring his shit. They had a real mathematician on Twitter ask him if this was a real problem, if he knew what he was talking about. And lo and behold, that man knew exactly what he said. And he was right on the problem. The numbers were a little bit off, but he was right on the problem.
I think that I'm going to have to insult
you. Hold up, Jason!
I got this one because I'm a Seth guy. Turn this back. Now, Seth Rollins, for what it's worth, is he's top 50, right? It's like King Von Jr. 720 on Twitter said one time, he said, where do you put Giannis? I think he asked me, do you put Giannis in the top 50? And I told him no. Then I saw the championship and I saw how he performed the championship. Says, absolutely. Two-time MVP. Giannis has to be there.
He did it the hard way.
It's not Seth's fault. It's like Mayweather. You can't blame him for what he's out there giving. Epps chimes in. Remember a few months ago when two certain belt kings were convinced Bray losing to Orton? Listen, I'm coming to that shit in a second. Don't interrupt my goddamn intelligence that shit. Jesus, Devontae Christ, please take the wheel. Listen to me, Christopher Epps. All right, you know what? Let's just get into this. Give me a damn grade for wrestling for the week. Turn around, please.
I am highly offended, Jason Michael Q. Campbell. I'm offended. Like, I'm literally breaking out in hives right now that you would say some belligerent bullshit.
What he said wasn't belligerent. It's not. It Edge is another level of stratosphere to a lot of people's hearts. And a lot of people, because where wrestling has been, WWE has been for the past 15 years, 10 years for sure, where they've been the dominant ones, people don't feel the same way. I mean, they're entitled. I think he is. I don't think it's insulting any intelligence, but it's not really a farce. Let me ask you this.
Let me put it in a little bit of perspective right now. A little bit of perspective.
At least to
out
me.
Of okay, so take away Roman and what he's doing right now, and we take away Brock. Who was the best heel in the past 5 years? Take away Brock. Take away what Roman is doing right now.
Okay.
Right? Who has been the best heel in the past 5 years?
It would be Orton and Seth to me. But that's just me. But let's move on to the news everyone's talking about so I can adjust this elephant in the room that just irked my nerves a little bit. Because this is why I want you to stay around Epps.
A diet CM Punk. I don't even like Seth Rollins, but you are disrespecting that man. I am a CM Punk guy, and the fact that I have to keep on just your honor.
Yes, sir.
May I have your permission to treat the witness as a hostile witness? Oh, thank you very much. Now, how is he a diet CM Punk? Literally, CM Punk's best years was like 2 years. Let's not get that mistaken. I think that everybody is on the CM Punk pipe bomb train, and believe me, I was a pipe bomb guy. But to sit there and disrespect the work that Seth Rollins has put in. Let's not forget CM Punk was on that trash ass 1 hour ECW bullshit on Sci-Fi, and he still couldn't catch a fucking break. So don't give me that when Seth Rollins was running all over town. Running all over town.
Listen.
In SCW, in NXT, he was doing it. You know
what? Are you finished or are you done?
I'm done.
Seth Rollins can't, in his prime, at his height, Seth Rollins couldn't lick CM Punk's boots in that ring or on that microphone, bro. And I love the fuck out of Seth Rollins.
Again, Mike. See, you slided over what I just said.
Okay, I might have. I caught that one part. I'm sorry, Matt. I apologize. Okay, I heard that part. I want to get that out there.
Let's be real here. Let's put on our intelligent thinking caps. Right?
Hold on. I got glasses. I look sexy with my glasses on.
So let's not forget, like, CM Punk was scorching hot for like 2 years, maybe three max, right? The birth of the pipe bomb, the summer of Punk, and a little bit after that, right? Is that safe to say?
I'm sorry, yeah, I was posing for those who asked.
Let's not act like the Straight Edge Society was the shit. It bombed. Before the Straight Edge Society, what was Punk doing? The new Nexus? Okay, what came out of it? What came out of the new Nexus?
I think she wins at SummerSlam, Charmaine. Just to jump ahead of that.
I'm just saying, Seth Rollins doesn't get enough credit for the heel that he has provided to professional wrestling. And the statements like that.
But see, where that comes from is that he did mirror coming up through Ring of Honor's things. Black. Okay.
Before becoming
Seth Rollins, it's comparable. And now it's comparable to Edge, too. Here's my thing when it comes to anything like music today. Everything recycles.
These storylines that are pissed off about, they were still doing them in the early 2000s.
But hey, the news that everybody knows and happened this past weekend, and it's the big what the fuck moment. I'm sitting at work Saturday, and literally people who I don't even know other than, I guess I could, that's wrong to say I don't know you, but if I've never inboxed you and we just talked in groups, it's kind of odd, okay? Nothing against you. It was pretty cool, but damn. You'd have thought World War III had outbroke for my phone going off over and over my phone. I mean, from personal text messages, people had my phone number, to inboxes, to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you name it. I was getting interrupted at work about the release of Bray Wyatt. Guys, here's the thing. And I let the show by saying, if you look at the content that you asked me to put into the show, you say, hey, put down some content, let people know what we're talking about today. I clearly say, what the fuck, WWE, in the comment, right? Mm-hmm. Because, and to answer your questions, Chris, and this is where take it, right? I don't get how y'all can take what we said a couple of months ago and turn that into this, right? And here's the thing, right? Because I know I have, and I don't say this 10% of the time, and I've done 3,000 shows. I know on good authority, okay, that the original reason for him being gone, was mental, right? Going into this, right, before I got more news today, Dice, going into this today, I was going to hover around what Dice's comments were off air. And that was about it was mental with him. And maybe we didn't know this. He was just speculating, right? Being intelligent wrestling fans, just thinking outside the box other than what everybody wants to do all the time. Not saying you guys are wrong about it, but y'all always like to quick and jump. He got fired for this. It was budget cuts. It was this. It was that. I say this much. He deserved more than a fucking tagline of what they gave him, what they gave everybody else. We have come to terms with our release of superstar Bray Wyatt. I think that's, I get this uniform, but I also get the other people deserve more. The same way that y'all thought Mickey James deserved more. People deserve more when they've done a lot for a company. Here's the sad part about the whole thing. They took his gimmick and gave it to Alexa Bliss, right? For whatever reason, this is always my story. You don't know what's going on. And yes, why am I not supposed to think? First of all, Epps, I don't get the comment because I'm going to put it back up there. I don't get the comment because you hate him anyway. You don't like him anyway. So you tell me, in what wrestling world have you or anybody else who agrees with this malarkey or baloney? And if you love me and know me, don't even love me or get to know me, I can't stand baloney. Okay? It's nasty. I had to eat all the time as a kid. Fried baloney, regular baloney. It's just disgusting. It's baloney. Okay? Like that comment. And here's why it's as wrestling fans, as wrestling fans, all we do is say, wait to see what happens next. Talked about CM Punk. Will he show up? Will he won't show up? Will they get Daniel Bryan? That's what we do as wrestling fans. So for us to sit here and say, wait to see if there's a bigger storyline, and then you write that comment? Come on, yo. That's what I would coolly, truly call a troll. I never called you that before. Because I respect your comments as much as they're in disagreement with mine, because you're entitled to them. But that comment? Come on, bro. No one knew and no one thought in the fucking world that he was getting fucking released. So for that much, did he deserve the release? Absolutely not. The morale is backstage is shocked. People want out of their contracts. I'm going to go back to a couple months ago on this program. Okay. When KME came on here and mentioned the fact of the WWE right now is a sinking fucking ship. And it's starting to actually look that way. I would not be surprised. I have not said this on air. I said the Dice off air. If Randy Orton, maybe next. I don't know what's going on with this company anymore. I don't understand this company anymore. I can't sit here and answer this company anymore other than what I see on their products on Monday, on Tuesday, and on Friday, and on their pay-per-views. Other than that, I don't speak on this stuff. I don't care about this stuff because you, as a wrestling fan, as a fan of fucking comic books, movies, cartoons, whatever the fuck it is you like, you wait for the story. Why can't wrestling be the same way? Dice, your take.
I'm glad.
Okay. Ding, 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 ding. The mallet is back. I'm almost done with the crabs and the mallet is back. Now.
Oh, I'm like pretty that, sure. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was reading.
I'm pretty now. Sure that I was one of the people to say that Orton winning was part of a bigger picture, in which I think that it was because he said, well, they said that he was.
That and you're absolutely right on that, Derek. And that's the sad part about it is there. To hear them say fucking budget cuts, I'm sorry, Your Honor, ejected whatever the fucking thing is. I'm getting there.
Where's
for a second.
My mallet? God damn. You just tossed it. I thought I was done with it.
Okay.
I tossed it. I was done with it. Let me give
them listen, back. They're not going to go nowhere. It's going to be the next man up mentality of what happens with this company. And it's pretty pathetic to let Bray Wyatt go. It's pathetic. And then people want to come in there and say, well, Ric Flair got released too. Who even knows
who fucking cares?
Right. Like, Oh, I'm going to take your word. You said I'm just stealing from you. Insert, not mine, his words. I'm just going to steal it. Oh, Charlotte's leaving next. Charlotte's leaving next because now Flair's gone. Flair's gone and come 1,000 fucking times. They're legend contracts.
Until that motherfucker was in TNA for 2.5, 3 years. Y'all what, bitching?
Now what? You get the four horsemen. The four horsemen's going to come to AEW. And everybody goes, oh my God, the horseman's here. The horseman here. And they're all over.
Ain't nobody wrestling.
And they're all over 65. Nobody wrestling. And they're all over 65.
Nobody wrestling.
What the fuck?
Now, Your Honor, before I was,
I didn't rudely interrupt it, but okay, there it is. Don't know.
I'm sorry to say. I'm sorry to say this, and Bray Wyatt got released. So. Fucking
no! I care.
Hold on, I'm gonna mute myself because this is hard. Yeah. You want to know why it's a so what situation? Because the man is he's making top tier money and he's not even on screen. If you don't have a guy that's on screen that can push the merchandise for sales, what good is he to you? John Hubert, rest his soul, aka Luke Harper. He died months and months ago, right? I get it. He's your guy. He's your best friend. Okay, contractually, you wanted to play out this Cena-Orton feud, which I think it came out that he was initially supposed to win. But the fact that he couldn't get his mind right mentally and he just wanted the big payoff in the story, they had to shift it and make him lose so he could take time off. Think about it. Now, at what sense of time do you get a manager in a company? Doesn't matter where it is, your local McDonald's, your Burger King, your Walmart, your Target, it doesn't matter. If the manager is not producing, why the fuck are they on the payroll? Why are they costing the company money and they are not doing anything?
I object. Hold on.
I feel bad. He's one of the best things that WWE has had lately. Yes, that's okay. But what do we not know? We don't know what happened backstage. We don't know his relationship with Vince. We don't know his relationship with creative. These things play a part into what we see on TV. That is the one thing that none of these fans ever take into consideration. Why is it as soon as somebody's released, WWE is fucking stupid. What the fuck is going on? This guy don't watch the shit anyway. The problem is, if you have somebody who has a toxic trait backstage, right? If they're not a quote unquote team player, do they still deserve to be on TV with the rest of the team? Probably not. We don't know what the relationship between Bray and everybody else backstage was. We don't know that. But the fact of the matter is, everybody. We don't know. We don't know. All we know is the reports say the Vince and Bray relationship was strained. They say that he had multiple problems with creative. They say, air quotes, they say. I don't fucking know. But they, the sheets, the people who have the inside information, and everybody's running with this. And as soon as they read this shit, they run with it and say, oh my gosh, WWE is fucking up. Like Christopher Epps, my logic makes perfect sense, because if you're not a team player, you're not doing what the boss likes. It doesn't matter how over you fucking are. The boss is still the boss. You have to abide by the boss. But what are you talking about?
Well, he's saying anybody's expendable. And they are, because it's a business. Because it's a business. But here's the only thing I disagree with you on is
niggas lose every jobs every day, B.
Every day, we say it, and we laugh about it. But now, when it's Bray, it's unfortunate. Here's what I'm gonna say: it's unfortunate because
it's the business.
100% it is. I know that. And you know, I argue that all the time. It's my main argument state. Here's why I'd say there's supposed to be exceptions to the rule, right? It's like when Aaron Rodgers came out and said, right, I can't stand Aaron Rodgers. I cannot stand it. But he made a point. We have someone who played for over 14 years, won a Super Bowl, who's a leader on the field, off the field, and in the community. I think you have a right to come talk to me about helping us be better, right? So in that sense, I'm not saying he's fucking Aaron Rodgers because he's not, okay? But I have been a fan of Husky Harris. Before the show started, I had to switch shirts. I started cleaning or anything else. My shirt guy. I had my Nexus shirt on that had him on it. I've been a Bray Wyatt fan since Husky Harris, since Tough Enough. I believed in him in every single step of the way. Like, same way I believed in Cody every single step of the way. There are certain guys I just liked. He's Mike Rotunda's son, okay? I do think a lot of this was grief, but I heard word today that he was actually prepared and ready to come back. He thought a phone call was coming for him to come back to wrestling. So he got the news, and so this is where it's like, I get it's a business. I've said it 1,000 times before as well. Some business is not for us to understand, but as a fan, I can say that's bullshit to me. And I don't say that often.
You know what I want to say?
Because he did sell merchandise, Dice. And I get it.
He did. Absolutely.
But the more that you're on the screen, so much money, but you're making so much when a company, right, is making money hand over fist, and they're saying to the public, this is what they're a public trading company, right? So they cannot lie about their finances. They're having their biggest quarters ever, but every time someone gets released, and they didn't say this, this is what typically comes out, it was budget cuts. Was it a budget cut, or was it something personal? That's what we do not know, and that's what I think, folks, he was trying to get to. We don't know. Let's stop speculating about what we do not know, and listen, it was a time some of us loved, some of us hated. The ball had been dropped by WWE multiple times with him. Right, the fans. I think a lot of fans can agree with that moment where he should have beat. I thought he should have beat Taker, personally, back at Mania. To me, that was the first ball drop for me when he fought Taker.
This is where we are in a catch-22 as wrestling fans.
Yeah, and King Von just said that backstage. I'm sorry, said Bray was originally groomed to take over towards the Taker.
And I think that as wrestling fans, we do not take that into consideration when something that we actually like is scrapped. Yeah. Right.
Let's think about it. It's hard for me. It's hard for me.
How many times have we said WWE needs younger, fresh talent? Stop bringing back these part timers and da da da. And now that when they release people because of budget cuts, meaning the people that are making money on the lesser scale can now develop more and give you more on screen time, and they can develop the characters to make you love them or make you interested. I'm not saying anybody in particular, but this opens the door for new talent, for fresher talent. All I'm saying. It's like the simple fact. Like, remember talent. When WCW
to me, is one of the best talents they've had.
When WCW before the Attitude Era and all that shit with like the Monday Night Wars starting off.
I'm old.
They had the cream of the crop as far as young talent. Like WCW was killing it. Were unknowns that we didn't really get to see on a basis. Guys like Jericho, Malenko, Eddie Guerrero, like Perry Saturn, Booker T.
Chris Paul agreed to stay with the Suns for $120 million. Sorry. Damn. Go ahead.
take Nick's hat off. But WWE hasn't really, I mean, like they had that crop before, but like when's the last time they had that crop? When's the last great time that you got a chance to every week you can see somebody? Like, and right now, AEW is getting some steam. Are they going to take down a fucking monopoly like WWE? Absolutely not. If I do, somebody bet me. I would PayPal you $100. Like, bet me right now. Tell me right now, and I will bet you $100. They're not going to take down somebody that's a global trade company. They're not going to do it.
I agree with you on that. But I think this is where I want wrestling fans to understand, right? And I respect Epps for this. I respect a lot of people out there. Epps is in the room, so I'm using him.
Flair was with WWE since 2012, after the TNA deal.
I'm okay with people leaving and going because there's somewhere for them to go. Like he said, we do say all the time, people get fired every day, B, right? So you're right. We do make fun of that. So I did take this one because I think of all the time they let go, and I stood on this program and said, didn't care, let him go. This one I thought was
nowhere. Believe me, I'm with you. I was shocked. I was literally, when I got the messages,
I don't get the move. It's more than being shocked. I don't get, until I know what happened, which, how many licks it take to contend over a 2-year-old pop? The world may never know. The man told me 3, because he took 3 licks, and he bit it, and it was gone. I don't know.
The fucking owl. But the fact that everybody says, oh, well, they took his gimmick, they gave it to Alexa, da da da. I'm pretty sure that wasn't the fucking plan. The plan was them together along.
Yeah, I don't think that was the plan either. And I do not.
How quickly that's the stuff
that irks me is that there was plans here. right? And that's what got me F with the comment. There were plans.
Okay? And we stated
plans
that.
Plans fall apart every day, right? I had plans this weekend doing some big shit. Thought I was a young boy, we didn't play ball yesterday. Now I got two ankle knees or ice on my knees.
Yeah, Father Time caught up with your ass and told you sit your ass down. Yeah,
sit your ass down, fool. Too bold for this shit, man. I hear like Ric Flair, 72. But Derek Bryson, I've said this before, WWE has lost some of the best performers and some of the fashion and the history of the company. Bret, Austin, Rock, Lesnar, Punk, and they still keep moving. Facts. And guess what? They all still come back. That's the funny part as well. Wait,
always.
How the hell? Hell, I was mad when WWE fired Muhammad Hassan. Yeah, absolutely. Muhammad Hassan, friend of the program. May he rest in peace. One of the other best friends to Shad Gaspar, hero that is, Shad Gaspar. He was over. And it wasn't for
he died?
No, I'm saying, we're talking about Shad passed away, not Muhammad Hassan. They were doing a comic book together, actually. I hope that gets printed out. So yeah, these comments, I feel 100%. That's your mainly. I don't watch SmackDown. Don't anymore or consider it. Listen, if you don't watch them, I understand. I it's too much wrestling out there. Let's be real. There's wrestling to watch every single day of the week if you want to find it. It's on YouTube. It's on Twitter. It's on Instagram. It's on Facebook. It's on your networks. Yeah, I don't care if you got Ring of Honor in your backyard on that Sinclair stations, right? I don't care if you got if you don't. NXT's not on USA this week, but it's going to be on Sci-Fi. So I missed it last week because I was like, oh shit, the Olympics was on. Plus, I was on the Olympics. You know, like tomorrow, I wouldn't care because I got the verse battle going on between Dipset and the Lox. So I'm going to be tuned in, baby. Okay? Watching the Lox versus Dipset. And listen, it's not as a four. I just can't remember shit. I'm going to leave that alone for another show. But it's a sad, unfortunate thing that happened. And it's unfortunately, like I said then, we're going to have to wait to see what happens next. Was this mental? Is he coming back? I'll tell you one thing. I think it was mental. And then at that point, I just think talks broke down somewhere. And that's what we will not know until he comes out and says it. If he comes out and he says it. But
reports of, you know, well, JoJo Offerman hasn't been with WWE for 8 months.
She's been gone.
Okay.
I still got those pictures of anybody want to see him. They got my phone number. They stay in my phone.
Nice news.
They stay in the phone. Just so you know, they stay.
I see why Randy Orton knocked her off when she was 19. I see. Mm-hmm. I see. Randy. I've been on ever since Total Divas.
So I said, while you have your 18-year-old daughter in a wrestling locker room, that was not smart. Her daddy. But
It's a couple of things that that I wanted to get into while we're on the subject of releases.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It was today that this is a very softer than limp dick rumor that Alexa requested her WWE release because of the backlash that she's been getting. Because of the backlash she's been getting for the Bray Wyatt shit. 100% false. It came from WON, ooh, which everybody knows, Wrestling Observer newsletter or whatever the fuck they are. Like, you can tell their shit is always fake because all of their fucking tweets say apparently instead of allegedly. Like, come on now. I don't even take journalism classes, and I fucking know the wording means every fucking thing. And you put apparently just doesn't work for me when I'm reading a news article.
That's a horrible one there. That's pretty bad. Unpopular review around the blocks with Mike Knox and the Zia Silent Wrestling Show. Make sure you follow all the shows on Unpopular Review. There's a Raw show tonight. Listen, some of the biggest ratings, y'all come out to Raw so bad. Y'all want to come on here and hate about it so bad. Hear them guys hate about it so bad. Them ratings are through the roof. AEW show on Wednesday nights. NXT show tomorrow night with my girl Shay and also my fellow Leo brother and Mr. Badu Jack. Then Friday, the executive consultant himself, Mr. Chris Harris, and whatever guests he has on that week for Friday night SmackDown review. There's movie show reviews. They won't put them in the movie shows. They ain't came at me yet. I'm waiting for the movie shows. And starting next week, there will be the brand new show, The Challenge. For all my Challenge fans out there, MTV The Challenge, they're going to season 37. Myself will be joined by the lovely Ms. Shay as we go over the review of what we saw on Wednesday nights live after the challenge. So if you're an MTV challenge fan, I know Hugo's Hugo. I know you're a fan of your guys out there secretly watching them. I'm here for you. We're going to talk about it every Wednesday, myself and the lovely Ms. Shay, as we dive into the challenge. But again, unpopular review.
I just want to know, as a fan, what's up with the husband and wife review show?
It is coming back. Just doing some things. The summer's over. Wife went real hard on the summer working. All right. School, you know, we do homeschooling here. So wife will be home more. We will get the Heads and Her Rights review show going back soon. And it was weird. We started, and it was partially on me. We started it in the end of a lot of seasons or in the middle of a lot of seasons. And that kind of threw us off a little bit. So coming back strong when the new seasons come back with the new shows come back on.
You know what you should do? You know what you should do? Just constructive criticism.
Like
we talk about TV shows and movies all the time. Just do a random show. People like that shit. Just do an old show that was impactful in the 80s, the 90s, 2000s, whatever. I'm telling you, people watch that shit more than you fucking think. Like, you mean I'm watching Empire for like the fifth time. I'm still finding out shit that I didn't fucking know about Empire. Like, God damn it. Drip, drop, drip, drip, drip it out. I don't know shit.
Well, you know what I was watching last night, so I was in pain. What do you think I put on? I was a dead ass. I was on all night watching Entourage. All night.
We didn't talk about this in the past 2-3 weeks. We didn't talk about the Queen of the Ring.
Okay.
The possibility of the Queen of the Ring.
Well, I think it's official, actually.
So they're doing an actual Queen of the Ring tournament.
Yes.
So who do you see as that Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. I digress. I thought we were talking about the Mickie James pay-per-view, all women pay-per-view.
No, that's Empower. Okay. That's Empower.
Okay, that threw me off.
Talking about WWE's Queen of the Ring.
Yeah.
Who could you see as that person, that woman stepping up to take that next step into the upper echelon? Because like I would say Toni Storm, but she's already debuted on SmackDown, but I would still put her there because she's so fucking sexy, and she's got the look, she's got the ass, she's got the skills, she got the power, she got the beauty, she's a total package. But is she tall enough? Have you noticed that WWE,
hey, when it Vic, comes to the shorter in my phone, I can't remember what some of you got on air, but I got to mean
when it comes to the shorter women, 804,
I got you.
WWE be souring on the shorter women a little bit. They be souring on the shorter women. WWE do. Well, I'm just saying.
Well, they do the same thing with their men wrestlers. What's the difference? Vince likes a certain style of what he thinks America or the world loves and looks up to.
So, and while I'm at it, while I'm on my Peter Griffin, what really grinds my gears, what the fuck is up with Zelina Vega fucking losing all the fucking time?
Hold on. Is this the same person that told me it doesn't matter? There might be a bigger plan when I say why is Killian Cross losing? I did say
there was a bigger plan, but for her to lose she's lost every match that she's had except for the return match, and that was cheap one.
Didn't you make the rumor that wasn't a rumor because we don't do rumors, but the fake dirt news, you know, dirt sheet news of which we always say hashtag death to dirt sheets. It was a conspiracy theory. That's how Black got out of his contract.
I think so. So maybe they're punishing her. Yeah, that is my belief. My belief is that to get Black out of the no compete clause in the contract, I think that they pulled strings.
Yeah.
So they made an agreement so she could come back early and he can go earlier to AEW. I truly believe that. I mean, she can be at AEW all she wants to. Charlotte is known to be at AEW as well. As long as she's not on the screen, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, AEW people will appear on NXT screen and they don't give a hot shit. They won't even acknowledge them. They'll show them, but they won't acknowledge the motherfuckers in the crowd.
Acknowledge me.
Acknowledge me. Say it to me.
Listen, so before we got out of here, I want to talk about this because Bleacher Reports, which came out with something I thought was kind of interesting, a little something to talk about.
Let's get
some fun back into the show. They ranked the best five stables in WWE and AEW today. The only five stables between these two companies. Well, we've said for about 9 months that the Bloodline was the best thing in professional wrestling. So no secret
are they there. Official faction?
Well, of course they are.
They are.
So they said honorable mention goes to the Inner Circle, right?
Out of the top five?
Yeah, which I don't like the top five, by the way, because I am not a fan of who's at number five. The Dark Order at number five.
They're putting the Dark Order on the Bleacher Report?
Listen, that's why I bought this out. I will put the link. I am copying and pasting it.
Right, I need to see the offer of this so I can tell them a fuck you on air. I need this copying and pasting right now. I had to drop my favorite fucking belt for this shit.
This is how you know it's serious. So you can follow on at number four, who I am completely over on. I went to NXT for 4 weeks in a row and talked about how, where's their merchandise? Hero at number four. The New Day. The New Day? They own two different shows and they're still considered a faction? At number three. At number two, The Elite. And at number one, The Bloodline. Comment below. Let me know. What the hell did he go? But hit the link. I bet you he hit the link, y'all. There he goes.
I get so damn pissed off. I tried to click the X button on. Shit. I'm sorry. What did you say?
You didn't hear none of it. Okay. So number one's The Bloodline. Number two is The Elite. Number three is The New Day on two different shows. Number four is Hit Row Records. You know, I love me some Hit Row.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me? Dark Order.
That is.
Send me this list.
What you mean? I sent it to you. I sent it to everybody. I'm trying to find these pictures for my brother right now.
Oh my. Okay.
So many of them.
Oh my God. This is terrible.
Is it terrible?
It's terrible. What? Okay.
I'm not a Dark Order fan. So I need people in the chat who watch AEW a little bit more than me to say, but they have been over and over, no matter who gets a hold of them. They're
like the Ministry of Darkness. Like, that's they're exactly not who they are. They're not under.
No, they're not like the tweeners. Stop. That's
they are. They're
not
are.
The Ministry of Darkness. No, they're not. They're not. They're Kevin Sullivan's freaking Dungeon of Doom. It's who they are.
What?
Yes, they're nowhere near the ministry. The ministry of darkness had the Brood in it. It had Taker in it. Had the big boss man in it. Stop. No.
This fucking list is absurd. The New Day is no longer a faction. They are a tag team. This is bullshit. Who wrote this?
They are still New Day. I mean, they're just on two different shows, bro.
Philip Lindsay, does he have a Twitter? I need to see this motherfucker. Where is he at right now? I'm literally not playing right now. Like, what the fuck is wrong with him?
The New Day shit.
I got some choice words for Philip fucking Lindsay of Bleacher Report after we get off air.
The like, Pinnacle wasn't even an honorable mention. Honorable mention was
the Pinnacle was super ass burger.
Was the Inner Circle. No, stop. Oh.
If we're talking,
no, they were never. The Dark Lord was never going to be the Ministry of Darkness. Sorry, they couldn't be.
They started
the
out.
Darkness has.
They started out as the Ministry of Darkness.
No, they're not that great. Hold on.
You call it Gideon, a fucking person of greatness?
No, maybe not Gideon.
Okay.
Just the ones I named. Okay. The ones I named who was in the Ministry of Darkness were
okay.
Good.
Let's go through the who's the Ministry of Darkness?
The Brood.
They were short-lived. Extremely. Can we really count them?
Yeah, because even then, they were loved before they joined them. When we saw them join them and you saw Edson in person in that cage, it was like, oh my God. It was even bigger than what they already were. Everybody knew they were going to be great. And they became even better when they got with Taker.
Oh, God damn.
Hey, Vic. Just let me know. If you got my number at me, bro.
Okay, so the Ministry of Darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what the fuck is this? Okay, never mind. Keep going. I'll let you know when I get it.
Okay. So, Vic, I hope this is your phone number.
All right, hold on. All right, I got it.
Vic. So
it was Undertaker.
Uh-huh.
Farouk and Bradshaw.
And come on,
Midian. Dog. I called him Gideon, my bad. Viscera, Edge, Christian, and Gangrel.
Oh, definitely sent that to the wrong number.
This is why I use email and Facebook.
Whoops.
Well, somebody's going to be on Pornhub later on. Oh, God.
It's going to send to you on Facebook. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
I disagree. Micah, I disagree. I think Stu Grayson is better than John Silver. I do. I don't even like most of those guys, but I think that Stu Grayson is really legit. I think that he could be a breakout star in a dark order. But
I think you're both.
What we know, like looking at the Ministry of Darkness as they were when they first came about for their first year, would we have known that these people, Farouk and Bradshaw and the Brood, would we have known they'd be big stars as they are today? No. So let's give.
That's not the point.
Hold on. This, it's not like you looked at back at them boys in 1999 and said,
these guys are stars. As I've said you to you four times.
You
since,
lied.
No. Since you brought this up.
You lied. There's no way that you looked at those guys in 1999 and said those four guys in Edge and Christian and Farouk and Bradshaw was going to be stars.
First of all,
next to Undertaker.
First of all,
there's Farouk, no way you could did. Farouk, if you did, you were older than all, Father Time.
Farouk was already a star.
A star.
Second of all,
he was delegated to facing Mick Carters.
First of all, he's
that's
a
not
former
a star.
First of all, you're being disrespectful. He's a former NWA champion. First ever NWA
okay,
black champion.
All right, let me ask you this. How many WWF championship title matches did he get? Don't worry. I'll wait. Somebody fact check me.
Two?
Against who?
I don't remember, but somebody else fact checked me. Now, Farouk was a star.
And he got put in a tag team.
Here's the thing, though. The Ministry of Darkness wasn't brought. They were made of Undertaker, who was super great and dope that everybody loves, a formidable tag team that everybody respected, and two younger up and coming guys that people look forward to seeing. Tell me where that is at in the Dark Order. I'll wait. There's no need to fact check because they're.
Dude, Grayson and John Silver. No, we're talking about it right now.
Well, who
those
are
guys
they?
Are.
Who are they? Who are they? And what the fuck have they done? Absolutely fucking nothing but wear a mask and come out there and be goons. You cannot compare them to the Legion of the Ministry of Darkness. Kevin Sullivan's group, that the best thing that ever happened to them was fucking the Big Show. Yes. But the Ministry of Darkness? Absolutely not. I'm not gonna stay here for that below.
Okay, let me go ahead and write some goofy shit on my fucking chest and then come out here in fucking black leather armbands and call myself
athletes. They were a dope tag team.
You are literally saying okay, in 1999, did you look at Farouk and Bradshaw and say, what have they done? I'm pretty sure you probably did not.
Because I knew what they had done. They had already done what they did.
I'm going to tell you what you did.
You're not listening. No, because you're not listening.
I'm listening to you. I'm listening. No, I'm gonna tell you what you did. I'm gonna tell you what you did. You looked at a guy who's a strong black man in Farouk, aka Ron Simmons.
Why can't you understand
the accolades?
They were already established. Everyone besides Edge and Christian was already established before joining the Ministry of Darkness, including Midian. They were already established. These guys, no one knows.
Midian was some ass. Visceral was some ass.
That's not my point. My point is they were established. He was King of the Ring. He was Mabel. My point is, no one knows the Dark Order, and you put them in masks, and then they're always doing some funky bingo hall mentality crap that makes me change my channel. That's the point. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying like they can't be great, but I'm saying right now you can't compare them to the Ministry of Darkness. Listen, on my watch, on your watch, which you have one on your left hand, it's about that time. So.
I cannot sit up here and condone the fact that you sat here and act like the Ministry of Darkness was great when it was formed. It was a clusterfuck. The Dark Order was a clusterfuck until they got an identity.
And that's not what I'm saying. I didn't say that, and I'm not saying that.
Okay. Okay. We can agree to disagree.
But that's not what I'm saying, though. That's not what I said. That's the point I'm arguing. We can disagree, but I didn't say that. I didn't say they were already great. I just said they are great. And when they were formed, to me, back in 99, I was like, yo, they are a force to be fucking reckoned with. And so, no, you can't say I'm lying because you don't know the truth, and I'm telling you my truth.
I don't know the truth, but I'm pretty sure in 99, he wasn't looking at these niggas saying, damn, they motherfuckers great.
I know. I'm looking like, yo, Taker's going to be a problem. I'm not even a Taker fan. But when Taker brought all them together again, when they were perched on them sales, and they changed the game for me. And again, I'm not even a Taker guy. I've always said this. I've always respected Taker and what he's done because everything Taker's ever touched has always got over.
I'm more of a corporate ministry guy.
Of course. It had The Rock in it. Why not? It had The Rock. It had Kim Shamrock. It had Shane McMahon and the Mean Street Posse.
Okay, I'm with you.
You can take the fucking mean shit posse, get them the fuck out of Dodge.
I'm just saying, but you think about them. I mean, they were stooges. They were young stooges, right? They were young stooges. So, with that being said, guys, I'm gonna go ahead and get myself ready. Go eat some din din with the kids. Eating healthier these days.
Cook some spaghetti.
Show me some love on Friday, guys, by sharing, subscribing to the podcast, wherever podcasts are found and sold. Just look for us. You can actually put it around the box. It should come up.
Hold on. Real quick. We didn't even do a preview of tonight, no?
We did not do a preview tonight, Raw, because it's Raw. It's fucking Goldberg coming back. Why do I have to talk about that? And Nash gets a rematch against and a no-holds-barred match against Charlotte. Raw is Raw. I think the show's been filled enough. I'm going to talk about Raw next week.
Really?
Did you remember Raw from last? If we didn't have to do the show today, going into the night, we'd have been like, we'd have watched Raw and said, oh, shit.
Time out. Time the fuck out. Do you know what today is? Skip, do you know what today is? It's August 3rd. Randy Orton is advertised to appear. I have voices in my head. They talk to me.
Today's August 2nd. Tomorrow's August 3rd. But I understand.
He's still advertised to appear.
he's still advertised to appear. So I'm all for the shits. Goldberg does respond to Mr. Hurt Business himself. We got Omaz versus Riddle, and I guess that's it. Hold on. There is Charlotte versus Rhea versus Nikki. And then there's a six man tag with Orton, Riddle, and McIntyre versus Lashley.
Orton's advertised for a match.
Yeah, and it's versus Lashley, Omaz, yeah. And
whatever
Jericho.
Vic I sent the pictures to, said,
I mean,
said,
shit, Jericho Styles.
Said, whatever Vic got texted, I don't remember, said, damn. Sure enough, did.
Oh, God.
Yo, okay, like I said, Raw was so bad. Raider Nation, please.
Raider Nation.
No. I apologize. Raider Nation. My high school, we go back like flapjacks, baby. That's my man.
I was about to say, yeah. You better be talking about the Viking Raiders,
the Robeson Raiders, Side Town, South Side, Inglewood, up to no good. Raw sucks so bad you don't even feel like reviewing it. No, I said that earlier in the show. Like, if you cannot remember what happened on the show until I got to get on the show and talk about what happened on the show, then it wasn't a good show. So that's where I go with that. But with that being said, Dice, let me get your beautiful bean footage back on the screen. Where can these folks find you at, my friend?
You can find me everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. I haven't created a TikTok video yet, but my TikTok will be clips of me schooling Mr. Knox in these shits all the time. So if you got a TikTok-y, follow your boy. The Z is silent. It's very easy. I'm pretty sure nobody else in the world's named Z is silent, but there've been a couple of ripoffs. There've been a couple of Dice ripoffs. They don't know how to spell it like me, but they try. But follow me, Instagram, Twitter,
you
Facebook,
want them too?
The Z is silent.
I got you too, DC collector. I got you.
They are beautiful. She's got a nice.
Let's say, guys, again, make sure you
Pornhub don't fail me now.
Please subscribe to us on the podcast. And you guys, listen to podcasts. We're there too. I know you heard the show live, but you can go ahead and share, listen to it later. Critique us. Let us know what you like, what you didn't like about the show. Spread some love, spread some hate. We don't care. We still going to sit here and we still going to graduate this into a progressive show for the intelligent wrestling fans. So do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me and don't love God. That's crazy, y'all. And we out of here. Peace.
Everybody got a prize. Everybody's gonna pay. There's a $1 million man always in his way.
Yeah. It's like the illest posse cut right here, man. Sean Watts on the track. Down one. Rude Boy. Quill. The Gift. And yours truly, Fred Nux. I'm one in a million with $1 million flow. Fred DiBiase got the power in it though. If it's a problem, let me know or I suggest you let it go. Cause it ain't worth the problems that'll be knocking at your door, homie. Please don't make me hurt you. Disrespect the boss, ain't treated like Virgil. Cause when I write rap,